I'm Deborah Amos, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Michelle Martin is in St. Paul, Minnesota this week to cover the Republican National Convention. Coming up this Labor Day, we'll learn more about the decision to nominate Alaska Governor Sarah Palin for vice president of the GOP. And a little later, we'll talk to some young Republican strategists after the storm, the elections. But first, the Republican National Convention gets underway tonight, but opening day is just a couple of hours long. It's just the business that has to be done. Presidential hopeful John McCain told delegates to, quote, take off our Republican hats and put on our American hats. Later this week, the convention will shine a spotlight on McCain's historic selection of a woman for vice president, Alaska Governor Sarah Palin. With the backdrop of Hurricane Gustav bearing down on the Gulf Coast, Michelle Martin is at the convention, and she joins us now. Hi, Michelle.
Greetings from St. Paul.
Well, convention goers must be having some very complicated feelings right now.
They are. On the one hand, everybody we talked to is very excited about the selection of Sarah Palin as the vice presidential nominee. On the other hand, people are very worried about Hurricane Gustav and how it affects the country. Everybody seems resigned, though, to having to curtail the activities in some way. I met one woman on the way here. She's an alternate from South Carolina. It's her first convention. She's very excited about coming. But she also said, look, if we say we're about country first, which was the theme of the convention, then we have to walk the walk.
Wow. So how has the schedule changed?
Well, as with the Democrats, every night had a theme. Tonight's theme was supposed to be service, which is just another way of talking about biography. Now, you'll remember the Democrats did the same thing on their opening night. The original objective was to flesh out the McCain biography with speakers from different phases of his life. That's now been scrapped. One controversial speaker, depending on point of view, was independent Senator Joe Lieberman of Connecticut. He was, of course, on the Democratic ticket last time, and he was going to speak tonight. His decision to speak here caused a lot of anger in Democratic circles. We'll have to see what happens later on the week. But also President Bush was supposed to speak tonight and also Vice President Cheney. None of that is going to happen.
And what about the rest of the week? How does this schedule play out now that the playbook got thrown out the window?
It's going to be day by day. I think they're going to wait and see how bad the hurricane is, what the effect is. It is possible that Senator McCain might not even come here at all, that he might accept the nomination from some remote location, perhaps even Mississippi, where Haley Barbour, strong supporter, Republican governor, is watching over things. So we're going to have to see. People here were very excited about seeing vice presidential nominee Sarah Palin. She was, of course, scheduled to speak Wednesday night, which is the traditional night for the vice presidential nominee. But needless to say, we're going to have to wait and see.
Michelle, what happens to the convention bounce? You know, we've heard about this year after year. You expect a big jump in the polls. Does this change the odds on a convention bounce?
Possibly, because what I think the calculation here is that John McCain is presenting himself as being presidential. This is an opportunity for him to rise beyond partisanship. You remember, he's already, of the Republican nominees this year, was the most popular with Democrats. So maybe they lose the bounce of kind of the big show and having to present their speakers and presenting him in this kind of glossy packaged light. But what they gain from that, I think, is the opportunity to show him being presidential. Now, how he actually can do that, given he doesn't really have any operational responsibilities at a time like this. But if you remember that, you know, Republicans still control the White House, they have Republican governors in both Louisiana and Mississippi, Bobby Jindal in Louisiana, Haley Barbour in Mississippi. So if they have any opportunity to show him sort of in a commanding leadership role, I guess the calculation is that could be of equal benefit. And it also is they don't want to have the image of fiddling while Rome burns. You remember President George Bush was very heavily criticized in the conduct of his administration during Hurricane Katrina, and they certainly want to avoid that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Tell Me More host Michelle Martin joined us from the Republican National Convention in St. Paul, Minnesota. Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you.